Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, April 28th, the year of our Lord, 2024, and this is the fifth Sunday of Easter. It is a joy to welcome you here to the podcast. It's a joy to be back here in the sanctuary at the church talking to you. I've been away traveling, and it's always nice to get away and nice to come home. So it's a real pleasure to be with you wherever you are right now. And so I think we ought to just jump right in. Let's do the thing that is our custom and practice here to begin by taking in the breath of life, celebrating the gift of life itself. To breathe in and to savor every breath. And as we breathe, we call to mind the people, the places, the things, the situations, the blessings of our lives. We give thanks to God for every good and perfect gift. Maybe even turn your face toward the sky. Allow a smile to come to your face. Maybe open your arms wide in thanksgiving and in a posture of continued reception of God's good gifts. And in this state of mind and in this posture, let's begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in your digital bulletin. You'll find that bulletin just to the left of where you found today's podcast. Just below there, you'll see a little tab that says Sermon Notes. Click on that icon and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. God, you sent your Son into the world that we might live through him. May we abide in his risen life so that we may bear the fruit of love for one another and know the fullness of joy. Amen. Our gospel reading today comes from John's gospel in the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word alive and among us. We pray for your continued presence here, that you would abide with us and that we would abide with you so that we could hear what it is you're saying to us in this moment, that we could receive the gift that you are offering us right now. And so we pray, dear God, save us from distraction, save us from misinterpretation. Help us to hear your voice. We ask all of this in your holy name, and we say, Amen. Friends, it is a joy to be back here in the sanctuary and to be sharing this good news with you that we find in John's Gospel. The story that we're reading today takes place the night before Jesus died. Jesus teaching his disciples, preparing them as best he can for what's to come, for what will come on the day we know as Good Friday, for the Saturday that comes after that, and for what will happen early in the morning on the first day of the week while it was still dark, preparing his disciples to understand the ways of life, death, and resurrection. And so in the midst of his teaching, he refers to himself as this true vine, the source of life, the one through whom the source of life flows. The love of God comes through Jesus. Jesus who says, I am given life by the Father, the vine grower. Being itself, the expression ipsum esse, the act of being. From this one, this great I am, I emerge as this vine. It's the last of the I am statements that Jesus makes in John's Gospel. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door, the good shepherd. Bill talked to you about that last week. I am resurrection and life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And today, all of that culminates, I believe, in Jesus saying, I am the true vine. And I think of all the strands that make up a vine, and that through this vine flow the bread of life and the light of the world, the heart of a shepherd, the resurrection and the life, all of it coming through this vine. And then this is one thing he says in this statement that is not present in the others. He follows his I am with a you are. I am the true vine, and you are the branches. We're connected. And as long as we're connected, life flows through you. The same life that is in me, he says to them, will flow through you. So hold fast. Abide with me. I think of it as hold my hand. As long as you hold my hand and you can feel my hand in your hand, it will be well. But there might be moments in life, friends, when we think we need to let go of his hand. Maybe there are moments like in the lives of the disciples where they feel they need to let go of his hands and run and hide. Where they need to be gathered behind a locked door for fear. Moments in our lives where we might feel afraid or embarrassed to be connected to the vine. Moments when someone convinces us that there's a better way, that to solve this or that problem, there's another kind of solution. And I would say just about always when we make decisions out of fear, when we try to take shortcuts, when we make decisions out of anger, when we live in a way that is not in keeping with the life that we find when we are on the vine, when we are holding the hand of Christ, that's the kind of life that feels like withering. And that the longer we live that kind of life, the more brittle we become. And as Jesus says, at some point you might become so brittle that you just snap off the vine and get cleaned up and tossed out. But I believe those of us branches, and if you're listening here, you're a branch that is holding on to the hand, that this life that flows through you from Jesus, the vine, is not only for yourself, but it is to bear fruit. That is to be such an attractive vine, you good-looking vines out there, that others want what it is you have. And then you have opportunity to tell them about this connection to Jesus. How you find, we'll look at Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit, that through Christ you find love and joy and peace, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The best of what it means to be alive, meaning and purpose and direction. Things that can't be taken from you, they're not possessions. They're not things that can be stolen from you or they don't break. It's the stuff of eternal life. It's the stuff of transcendent truth. Things that just are and will always be. This is what they call Jesus to, and what then they are called to call others to. And I think the fact that we are reading this story today is an example of what he meant. I'm the vine, you're the branches, now you need to go out and bear fruit. And so John does that by writing this all down. And at the end of his writing, he says, I've written all this down so that you would come to believe that Jesus is Lord. That you would come in the context of this parable or this illustration today, you would come to believe that Jesus is the source of life. And that you would want to hold his hand forever and you want to encourage people to do the same. Certainly was true for me. Because I can point to a moment in time when I was reading this gospel and I said, this is it. This is the thing that had been eluding me. At that moment in my life, I thought it would be career or some kind of advancement or some degree or something that would fill this hole that I was feeling in my center. And when I was encouraged to really, really take his hand and really allow myself to say, this is true and I want it. And I want other people to want it as much as I want it. To abide in this life force that flows through the vine that is Jesus, to grab hold of it and to cherish it. It's why we gather together around this podcast. And I mentioned I'd been traveling and I'm glad to be back, and I am. I find such comfort in reflecting on our Gospels and sharing it as best as I can. the best of my understanding and education and faith, which is insufficient. That's why I need you and my congregation that gathers on Sunday and the people I love in my life to help us all figure out what it is that God is saying to us at any particular time. But on my travels, I was home. I grew up in the Chicago area, so I was up at home visiting my mom and my sister and some family and friends. And while I was away, I came to learn that my father-in-law is very sick. And so part of my time away was spent in hospital at his bedside. His name's Bob. And Bob is probably the most loyal listener of this podcast. And Bob, if you're listening, I love you. I love you forever. And you are one of the people in my life that I've seen never let go of the vine. You've always held fast to the vine, and we can all see it in his life. And because I can look at this listing of the fruits of the Spirit. Love, yep, that's Bob. Joy, mm-hmm. Peace, that's for sure him. Forbearance, for sure. Kindness, one of the kindest men I know. Goodness, good man. A faithful man, yes, indeed. Gentle, that's Bob. Self-controlled, mm-hmm. The guy is bursting with the fruits of the Spirit. And I've been lucky enough to call him my father-in-law. He's always embraced me as his own son. And every time I would get behind this microphone and I know that he is listening, it just is such an encouragement to me. And we can encourage one another. And so knowing that this is a very, very hard and challenging time in his life and the life of our family, I find such strength in Jesus' words. Just like he is preparing his disciples for his departure, he is preparing us. Yes, hard things are coming your way, but don't let go of my hand. And don't let go of each other's hand either, because the thing with us branches is we got to stick together. We got to look out for one another. And if we see a fellow branch starting to wither a bit, we need to come alongside and bring this grace and peace and life of Christ into their presence, nurture them until they come back into the fullness of their lives. And friends, I know a lot of you have your own struggles right now. And it seems simple, but maybe it is just that simple. Grab his hand. Take his hand and feel the love of Jesus flow through you. And if you've been feeling a little bit disconnected and distant, come back. This connection is available through this good word. The connection is available through corporate worship. Come in. Maybe you got to sit in the back row at a local church. Just come and be. Participate in Holy Communion. Put your name on a prayer list. I guarantee you, I promise you, that you will find the resurrection life welling up within you. You will find a peace that passes understanding. And you'll know what we mean when we say that this gospel, this is good news. To which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. We just call out to you and we pray. We confess, oh God, that we get it wrong. We stumble, we fall, we sin. We turn the other way. We stop our ears to what it is you're saying. But in this moment, we come to you and we pray. We ask for your help. We ask for a renewed sense of your peace and presence. And so, God, we just call to you and we offer you our prayers. We pray for this good world of yours, God, that you would bring your provision and your healing, your grace and your peace, that you would speak to the hearts and minds of all humankind, that you would remind them of who they are, who you've called each and every one of us to be. And God, we pray over the events of our own lives. You know the prayer list that we have for ourselves and for those we love. And so we just take a moment to be quiet, to share these prayer lists with you, and that in the stillness, we might feel your presence and hear your voice. We break our silence. And we thank you. We thank you, God, for the gifts of peace and quiet, for the sense of your presence among us. And we thank you, God, for the church and the gifts of the church. Among them is the preservation of our stories and our songs and our prayers. And so we pray you hear us as we say together this prayer that goes by your name. Hear us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So, my dear, dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, no matter how far you travel or what today or tomorrow or the week has in store, remember there are no ordinary days. That everything is a gift, the best and the hardest of times. But in all of it, we can find hope. And peace and love and joy when we hold fast to the love of God. The God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.